USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Expanded unemployment benefits expired today for millions of Americans as two federal programs ended. Those programs were focused on helping those who have been unemployed for more than 6 months and those who are self-employed or gig workers. The federal weekly $300 supplemental benefit also ran out on Monday. And President Biden has approved a major disaster declaration for parts of New York and New Jersey that allows federal aid to be distributed to communities hit by severe flooding from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. The storm killed at least 27 people in New Jersey and another 13 in New York City. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said that early estimates show the storm had done $50 million worth of damage in her state, and she expects that number to go up. President Biden will visit affected areas in both states on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
When American forces completed their withdrawal from Afghanistan, one unlikely group was left behind. Les Pry has more.
When U.S. troops were pulled out of Afghanistan before all civilians were taken out of America's exit from the 20-year war, an unknown number of U.S. citizens were left behind in-country. Also left behind in the deadly withdrawal were service and contract dogs assisting U.S. troops in Afghanistan. PETA Vice President Daphna Makinovich tells Newsmax TV what she learned over the weekend.
Are definitely dogs who defended U.S. forces, defended U.S. soldiers. They're not owned by the U.S. government, but they served U.S. citizens, and they were left behind by our government. They are in the charge and custody of Sheriff Charlotte Maxwell Jones, and she confirmed that they are currently her responsibility. But the fact of the matter is that while it might not have been a legal obligation for our government to evacuate them and 100 or so other dogs, it certainly was a moral obligation.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
To mask or not to mask your child as they head back to school.
As debates continue in school districts across the country over mask mandate policies, Dr. Ashish Jha says that those conversations have become overly politicized. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells Fox News that there's strong evidence that masking can be part of a larger strategy to reduce the virus's spread in schools.
This is unnecessarily political, and I don't really understand why it has become so. What I say about kids and masking is that the evidence clearly leans towards the masking being helpful in preventing infections, preventing spread. It's not bombproof. The evidence is strong, but not, I would say, overwhelming. But the bottom line is that it should be part of a broader package. If you just do masking, probably not enough. But if we have testing in schools, if we improve ventilation, we get adults vaccinated, it is absolutely possible to get every child back to school full-time safely this fall. We shouldn't be turning these things into political battles. We should be looking at the data and then driving policy based on that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The East Coast is expected to see life-threatening surf and rip current conditions this week due to Hurricane Larry. The coast is forecast to begin seeing swells by the middle of the week. Larry is described as a large hurricane as it sits about 1,000 miles southeast of Bermuda. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.